From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama, speaking in Hanoi, says the Vietnamese and American people are embarking on a 100-year journey together. Whether the two countries involved will solidify their relationship, Mr. Obama says his visit has put it on a firmer footing for decades to come. Earlier today in Hanoi, he spoke of the benefits of closer ties between the two countries.
Our peoples are now closer than ever before. Our trade has surged. Our students and scholars learn together. We welcome more Vietnamese students to America than from any other country in Southeast Asia. And every year, you welcome more and more American tourists.
In the audience for the address were more than 2,000 people, including some Vietnamese government officials. The speech also touched on the very sensitive topic of human rights, with Mr. Obama noting the rights to freedom of speech and press, as well as the right to assemble, are enshrined in Vietnam's constitution. Greek authorities have begun evacuating the informal refugee camp of Idomeni at dawn this morning. At least 400 police officers went into the camp, which houses an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities promised no force will be used in evacuating the refugees. What makes this evacuation different from previous attempts is that in recent months, Greek authorities have confirmed the locations of 9 camps around Thessaloniki so that migrants know where they're going and that new camps are prepared and waiting for them. While the Afghan Taliban have not officially confirmed or denied the death of their chief, Mullah Akbar Mansour, in a U.S. drone attack, insurgent leaders appear to be preparing for a new leadership transition. In a Pashto language statement released to pro-Taliban media outlets, a senior member of the group's so-called Rabbari Shura, the leadership council, urged Taliban fighters not to pay attention or desist in conclusions. This is VOA News.